Good morning, all the saints here and to all our visitors. We say to you, good morning. We are excited about this opportunity. When Pastor gave me this discharge, and we've been praying and asking God to lead us to a word, and as God was giving us this word, I said, you know, you need to go back and look at some of Pastor Scott's notes, because I think he might have already preached this. And the Lord said, that's all right, preach it again. Because if there's one thing that Second Union needs, they need to hear it more than one time. I know y'all weren't going to say amen on that one. Amen, amen. But if you will, let us stand. If you can stand and turn to the Gospel of Matthew. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16. May be a very familiar passage of scripture to some of us, and to some it may not be. But in Matthew 16, starting at verse 13. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some say Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, Peter, unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And the church said, amen. To the reading of his word. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious God Almighty, we pray, dear God, that you will let your Holy Ghost come on down in a mighty way. Amen. 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 Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down in a mighty way. Of the verses that we just shared with you, our concentration will be on verse 19. And it says, Jesus said unto Peter, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We want to speak to you from a subject just for a few minutes today. Has anybody seen my keys? Has anybody seen my keys? You see, many of us, if not all of us, have been in a predicament or a situation of not being able to find or locate our keys. Are y'all going to help me today? Am I here at the right church? I do believe I make my way back here most weekends, and they said Second Union Baptist Church. Am I in the right place? Yeah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. However, not being able to find one keys at time can bring about an adverse emotion, an adverse reaction. Not being able to find your keys can bring about some doggone evil at times. Y'all better help me up in here. When we lay our keys down and they somehow miraculously just get up and walk away, it becomes frustrating, it becomes irritating, it becomes disturbing. My dear brothers and sisters, it's the same way when many of us say we're going to lay our religion down. Y'all going to help me today? When we lay our religion down, we easily get frustrated. We easily get irritated, and we easily get disturbed. So my warning to you today, saints, is you got to be careful how you lay your religion down. Because it may be just like your keys When you go back to look for it, they're nowhere to be found. Y'all better help me up in here. We just throw our keys around like we do our Christianity. We just throw it around. And we get upset when we can't find our keys. And it's so upset, it's so easy to get upset when we throw our Christianity around. Oh, y'all gonna help me this morning? Amen, amen. We get out of balance. We get whacked out. People will lose it because we can't find our keys. Oh, just yesterday, I tell you, I was looking at this sermon, and then I got up to go somewhere, and I couldn't find my keys. I said, Lord, have mercy. Boy, are you trying to tell me something in here? And then I started going through the house. Y'all, you seen my keys. Huh? I know I laid them right there. But somehow, they miraculously got up and moved because we hang them up. And here's our response. Every time, help me, Holy Ghost, I come in the house, I put my keys right here. Come on, I see some help side of shaking the head over there. I got one that's going to agree with that. Amen, amen. That's my first order of business. When I come into the house, I hang my keys right here. But they don't seem to be where I hung them. And then the first thing I want to know is, has anybody seen my keys? When we can't find our keys, we either go one or two ways. Y'all gonna help me out on this one? Because here's what we do. We cuss everybody out in the house. Hey! Holy Ghost filled people. Y'all better help me up in here. Because we can't find our keys. We'll bless everybody in the house out because I can't find my keys. See, y'all looking at me kind of strange this morning. But I know the truth is the truth. I know you've seen my keys. And Lord help, don't be little children in the house. Oh, we just cut them down. I know you move my keys. I know you move my keys. I know you move my keys. Y'all helping me? Y'all helping me? That's the way we go when we start to blame others because we can't find our keys. Then the second way we'll go after we done cussed everybody out, then we'll say, Lord, please. Help me find my keys. That's after we have performed the first one I did. Now we turn into the one that can help us out. After we done blessed everybody out in the house. Lord, please help me find my keys. Well, you see, the unique thing about our keys are on a key ring. Y'all gonna help me? And on that key ring, we've got the key to the house. We've got the key to the car. We've got the key to the shed. We got the key to the office. We got the key to the mailbox. Our key ring becomes a collection of keys with the ring holding them together. I hope everybody's looking at me. So when we can't find one key, we can't find any of them. I hope I'm making sense now. I hope I'm making sense. So I'm trying to get in the house. But I can't get in the house because I don't have my key. But guess what? If I don't have my key to my house, I can't start the car. I can't get in the mailbox. I can't get in the shed. All the keys are together. And when we can't find one, we can't find any. That means we have lost all of them. Then we look. We look here and there. We turn over everything because we're looking for our keys. And here's one thing that we might say out of this whole situation. You know what? I can't do anything without my keys. Oh, y'all gonna help me up in here. I'm going somewhere with this. Y'all just gotta stick with me for a little while. I can't do anything without my keys. So how important do they become to us? How important are the keys to us? And when we can't find our keys, the question we ask is, has anybody seen my keys? Well, I come to tell you today, saints, we can't do nothing without Jesus. We can't do nothing without Jesus, but how important is Jesus to us? Oh, help me up in here, Holy Ghost. We'll turn everything upside down. We'll look all over the place looking for our keys. But when it comes to the things of God, we sit down and we don't do nothing. We won't even look for nothing. He told Peter, he says, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. God has given us all keys to the kingdom of heaven. Y'all better help me up in here. How are you using your keys? But the first question I want to ask, do you even know where your keys are? Because the attitudes that people bring into the church, the work that people bring into the church, it's obviously you don't have your keys with you. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. Why many of us are still chained up, bound up? Because we're not using the keys that God gave us. He gave us a key to unlock every situation that comes in our life. Y'all ain't helping me up in here. But many of us are tied up, bound up, because we've lost our keys. We don't know where our keys are. Help me, Holy Ghost. But you see in our text today, Jesus and the disciples were traveling. They were moving. They were on the go. One thing about Jesus and the disciples, they didn't stay in one place too long. Y'all better help me up in here. And the thing about our situations today is, saints, we stay in one place too long. Y'all ain't helping me up in here. We're not moving. We're not getting anywhere. We're not traveling. Y'all better help me up in here. When it comes down to things of God, we are stuck in one position. Nobody's going down the King's Highway anymore. Oh, y'all better help me up in here. Everybody want to travel on the King's Highway, but nobody wants to get on the highway. You can't travel unless you get on the highway. Amen, amen. I heard my wife say last week in devotion that pastor was talking about. You know, my wife did devotion last week. Sister Candace did it this week. My wife did devotion last week. And, you know, pastor was talking about that devotion. See, that's a key. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. That's a key. That's a key that ain't never been in some of our locks. Devotion. Said Zig Ziglar said, if you want a dream to come true, you got to wake up. Help me up in here, somebody. Many of us want our dream to come true and we still sleep. We got to wake up if you want your dream to come true. If you want to unlock some doors, if we want to move into some places, we got to be able to use our keys. But as they were traveling, Jesus sat the disciples down and he posed a serious question to them. He said, who do men say that the Son of Man am? They had been traveling around. Jesus had been teaching all over the towns, all over the countryside. Jesus wanted to know, what are people saying about me out there? Y'all better help me up in here. In the life of a believer, let me tell you something. It matters what people are saying about you out there. Oh, people say, it don't matter what you say. Yes, it does matter. Because if all they're saying is bad stuff, evil stuff, then something's wrong with your walk. If ain't nobody ever got anything good to say about you, then it ain't them that need checking. Because your walk ought to be that somebody sees some God in you sometime. Hallelujah up in here, somebody. Hallelujah. But he asked the disciples, whom do some say that I am the Son of Man? And so now the disciples, they were trying to appease Jesus. Because, see, what they told him was, see, some say you Elias, Jesus. Some say you Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. See, they told Jesus what they thought he would like to hear from them. See, many times we ask folks to tell us something. We don't really want them to tell us what we really want them to tell us. Y'all better help me up in here. We want them to tell us what we think they think we want to hear. See, they didn't tell Jesus. There's a lot of them out there saying, you're drunk, Jesus. They didn't tell him that. Oh, see, y'all help me. Y'all ain't going to help me up in here. There's a lot of them out there, Jesus, say you're a womanizer. They didn't tell him that. There's a lot of them, Jesus, that says you're a false prophet. They didn't tell him that. They told him the good stuff. See, we were talking about that in Sunday school this morning. See, many of you just want somebody to come up here and tell you all the good stuff. You don't want people to tell you you're doing wrong and you're going to go to hell. You don't want nobody to tell you that. Y'all better help me up in here. Our Sunday school lesson this morning was so lovely that a lot of us missed. It said we've got to change our evil ways. And I want to have the state newspaper. I want to break something to you. WLTX, WJBU, I want to break something to you. All of us got some evil ways. I don't care how good you think you are, Miss Goody Goody Two Shoe and Mr. Do It All Right. You got some evil ways about you. I got some about me. All of us got something that we got to work on. Nobody has time to be turning your nose up at everybody else, because you know what? When it's time to smell you, I turn my nose up too. Now, what do you smell like? Hallelujah up in here, somebody. All of us got something that we need to get over and something that we need to work on. But they just told Jesus what they thought that he wanted to hear. But here's what Jesus asked him. First of all, he asked him, what do the people say about me? Yeah. And when they gave an answer, then Jesus came back. He said, now I want to know, what do you say about me? Y'all better help me up in here. That's the question I want to ask each one of you. What is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to you today? Huh? Can you call him your all in all? Help me up in here, somebody. Is Jesus number one in your life? Is he your savior? Is he your well-being? Who is Jesus? What is Jesus to you? What are you saying about him? Are you saying anything about him? Y'all better help me up in here. And Peter. Peter spoke up. He says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, if the question was posed to each one of us today, what would be our answer? Would we have an answer? Everybody talks about how quick Peter was to spat off and quick Peter was to say things. But right here, it profited Peter to be quick on this one. Amen, amen. If someone asks you today, who is Jesus to you? What does Jesus mean to you? Would you have to think a minute before you give an answer? Or would you be like Peter? Would you have an answer right away? See, the other boys, they were sitting around having to think about it. Y'all ain't helping me up in here. But Peter had received revelation from God. And even Jesus made it plain. Yeah. Peter, flesh and blood didn't tell you that. Right. Amen. That only came from God. Many of us in the house of God, we only getting our messages through flesh and blood. And flesh and blood ain't telling us nothing. Amen. But the word of God tells us everything that we need to know. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus immediately answered him. And the first word he said to him was blessed. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. Amen, amen. When we can quickly let people know who Jesus is and what he means to us, guess what he's going to call us? He's going to call us blessed. Y'all ain't having me up in here. Amen, amen. We've got to let more people know what Jesus, who Jesus is and what he means to us. Not by just opening our mouth telling him, but by our lifestyles and how we carry ourselves. What Jesus means to me. Because Jesus means everything to me, that means I'm willing to give up everything for him. But we're not willing to give up an hour early on Sunday. We're not willing to give up an hour on Wednesday. See, I'm talking about something people don't want to talk about. Many of us ain't got no keys, and we wonder why we can't get nowhere. With Sunday school, we ought to been filled like this room is right now today. And that great teacher we had in the adult class, he was up there just pouring his heart out, pouring his heart out, pouring his heart out. And then everybody was at home fixing their dinner. Where are my keys? Huh? Anybody seen my keys? Hallelujah. Anybody seen my keys? Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, flesh and blood have not revealed it to you, but my Father which is in heaven. We're looking for messages from heaven, y'all. We're getting too many messages from people around us that ain't got no heaven in them. Y'all better help me up in here, somebody. We get too many messages from people that ain't got no heaven in them, and we need to be looking to heaven who's got the perfect message for all of us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, flesh and blood didn't tell you that. He says, but Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It's so interesting that Jesus says the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, but people, we seem to just kind of raise sand all the time. And Sister Sammy, I was careful not to use that word. And me and Sister Sammy had a conversation about hell one time. Amen, amen, amen. It's a place. It's a place. Hell is a place. Hallelujah. It's a place. It's a destination. And if we don't get it right, we're going to find out. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't having me up in here. I tell folks, if you think it's hot out here, you better not miss heaven. Yes, Lord.
We ain't going to be able to take it. We're not standing. But you know, we don't have to go that route because we got the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. God gave them to us free. Hallelujah. And if you lose one, he's got a machine right there that he can make another one with. Yes, yes, yes. This is a key printing machine right here. Hallelujah. See it spin them out? Y'all can't see it. I see it. It's just spinning keys out. Huh? Use your spiritual discernment and see the keys coming out that machine. Y'all ain't having me up in here. You see, in Sunday school this morning, he was spitting out a lot of keys. Woo! Yeah! I added to my key ring this morning. I got another key. Hallelujah! You weren't there. I got more keys than you got. Help me, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. We've got to use our keys. And then he said to Peter, I will give unto you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bind, hallelujah. That's key right there, saints. That's key right there. He says, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. See, when we got our keys give us power. Our keys give us power to bind things. It says, and also what we loose, our keys give us the privilege to loose things. Yeah. Amen, amen. We running around worrying. We running around scared. We running around just about to half go crazy. And all we got to do is use our keys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got a spot at the house. We call it the secret key place. Amen, amen. If you lose your key, you know where the secret key place is. Y'all ain't having me up in here. There's been many times I walked out the door, slammed the door behind me, and the door was locked. My keys were inside the house. But guess what I did? I went to the secret key place and pulled out my key, and I was able to get in. In our Christian walk, we need a little secret key place. Y'all ain't having me up in here. A place where you can store away things. And then when you need them, you can go pull them out. Am I right about it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The keys on our ring. One of the keys is the word. We must have the word. The word's got to be on our key ring. We've got to read. We've got to study. We've got to fall in love with the word. And that seems to be a problem in the house of God. Because, see, I'm going to put it this way. Many of us, since last Sunday, you ain't open this thing. I know I'm telling the truth. Y'all can look at me crazy like you want to, but I'm going to call it like I'm going to call it. And I'm going to call it like God gives it to me. We are 1 week, 2 hour opening our Bible, saints. Huh? Oh, I read my Bible. Oh, see now. See now. See now. See now. See now. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. All of us like to look a little religious. All of us got these things all piled up on our plate. Truth be told, ain't opened it since last Sunday. And you know what? Didn't open it then because they show it on the screen. Ain't no need of me flipping through the Bible when they're going to show it on the screen. Huh? We come for anniversaries and things, and we worry more worried about the food after than we are about the food before. All right. Y'all better help me up in here, somebody. Amen, amen. You can find people to help set up a table out there, but you can't find people to help set up a table in here. Huh? People willing to serve out there, but you can't get them to serve out here. All right now. Oh, y'all ain't helping me up in here. Huh? People will prepare a dish to bring in here, but won't prepare a dish to take over there. Huh? Y'all ain't helping me up in here this morning. Huh? Y'all all see y'all ain't helping me. Because the word. Psalms 119, 105. Sunday school, we ought to know this one. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word is light. The word brings light into dark situations. We are losing battles to the enemy because we have little word in us. We don't have anything to fight the enemy. We don't have anything to keep him off. When Satan tempted Jesus, every time Jesus let the devil know, it is written. He put the word before him. We've got to, saints, use our keys. When the devil comes upon us, you got to pull that key out that says the word. Hallelujah. That's one of the keys on my key ring. Psalms 119, 111 says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Y'all better help me up in here. Thy word, Deuteronomy 8 and 3, that he might make you to know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man do live. The word is life. The word is the bread of life. Hallelujah. Many of us are hungry and starving because we're not eating enough word. Hallelujah, up in here, somebody. Yes, yes, yes. We put the grills out yesterday. Hallelujah. We shucked the corn. Y'all didn't hear me up in here. We popped the top. Oh, yeah. I ain't going to leave that one out. Y'all know how it was yesterday. Y'all ain't having me up in here. Now, there used to be a time on the fourth we celebrated with a fifth. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? But we prepared for the cookout. But how much do we prepare ourselves for worship? Huh? We've been preparing all week. What are you doing on the fourth? We've been planning a month ago. Hallelujah. What we were going to do on the fourth. John 1 and 1 says, in the beginning was the word. And the word, excuse me. The word was with God. And the word was God. We need the word. Another key on our ring is prayer. Prayer is the way to God's heart. A time of communication, a time of conversation. If we really do believe as saints that prayer changes things, then we ought to be praying a whole lot more than we do. Y'all better help me up in here. And some of us, the devil has so deceived us. You know, I pray all the time. Yeah, but you need to pray more. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. It says that we ought to pray in the morning and the noon will I pray. That's what Psalms 55 and 17 says. In the morning and the noon. That means all day long. Hallelujah. There ought to be a prayer on our lips. Because how many know he's just a prayer away. Prayer needs to be one of the keys on our king, on our ring. Luke 21 and 36 says, watch and pray always. James 5, 16 says, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Now, there's a lot in that one little scripture right there. First of all, it's the effectual, fervent prayer. Y'all ain't having me up in here. Not just any kind of prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer. We're talking about a prayer that comes from deep in your heart, deep in your soul, the communication with God. And then the second part of that, it says, the righteous. You can't live an unrighteous life and expect God to answer your prayer. Y'all better help me up in here. Only the righteous shall see God. Y'all better help me up in here. God honors the righteous, and he honors righteous prayer. Philippians 4 and 6 says, to everything by prayer and supplications, make your petitions known to God. And when we make our petitions known to God, he will hear our prayer. Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. That makes faith another key on our key ring. By faith. By faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is believing that God will do what he says he will do. Anybody with me out there this morning? What kind of faith do you have? Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Hallelujah. Faith without works is dead. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? One of the keys on our key ring needs to be praise. Hallelujah. The word, prayer, praise. Great is the Lord, and he's greatly to be praised. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him all day long. The songwriter said, I feel like praising him. Anybody out there with me this morning? Anybody out there with me this morning? Do you feel like just praising him? Come on, clap your hands right now if you feel like praising him. Somebody shout hallelujah if you feel like praising him. Somebody say thank you, Jesus, if you just feel like praising him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him all day long. Hallelujah. Praise is one of our keys. I will bless the Lord. Yeah, see there? Sometimes scripture will make us lie. That's not the intention of scripture. That's the intentions of the devil. Because we'll say that thing so loud, oh, I will bless the Lord at all times. And you ain't blessing the Lord at all times. His praise is here continually. No, that wasn't no praise came out your mouth a while ago. Help me, Jesus. I ain't talking about nobody. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. Praise. God is great. And he's greatly to be praised. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word. We got to have the word on our key ring. We got to have some prayer on our key ring. We got to have some praise on our key ring. We got to have some service and some work on our key ring. Y'all ain't helping me up in here. See, it's nothing that we've earned. God says, I'm going to give you these keys. And when I give you these keys, I want you to take care of the keys. Because any of you remember, I can remember back when my mom and my dad gave me the first key to the house. Y'all can remember when you gave your child the first key to the house. Or you might even remember when you was a child and mom and daddy gave you the key to the house. And what mom and daddy told you, it says, I'm going to give you this key. Y'all better help me up in here. But the one thing you better do, first of all, you better not lose this key. And can I get a witness in here? And then mama and daddy will say, boy, you better take care of this key. And then mama and daddy will say, don't let nobody have this key. Y'all ain't helping me up in here. Because this key will get you in when mama and daddy ain't here. God is saying, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Don't lose the keys. Don't lose the keys. Don't let nobody take your keys. Because these are the keys to your future. Y'all gonna help me up in here. I know Jesus is my key. He is my rock and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength and the joy of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus. He is my all in all. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and morning star. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus. Does anybody know him? Anybody know him? Ain't he all right? Ain't the Lord all right? Hallelujah. Somebody said, thank you for my keys. Thank you for my keys. Jesus, thank you for my keys. Now I don't have to go to hell because I got keys to the kingdom of heaven. Y'all gonna help me. Hallelujah. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus. The Bible says it was on a Friday. It was on a Friday. They hung him high and nailed him to the cross. And he stayed there all Friday night. And he stayed there all day Saturday. And he stayed there all Saturday night. But then the Bible says, hallelujah, I got the keys, and I'm going to give the keys to you. See, Jesus conquered death and sin. And now he's telling us you can conquer death and you can conquer sin. All you got to do is use your keys. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and thank God for your keys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for my keys. Hallelujah. 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 Has anybody seen my keys? Jesus. Jesus. Because I can't do nothing without my keys. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Let us pray.